Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. I'm Craig Maddock. He's Chris Tubbs. Joining us, Augustana men's basketball coach Tom Billiter. Tom, you've done it a couple of times this year. On a Friday night, you lose to a team, but then the next night, you beat a team that is, what, either ranked higher than you or higher than you in the standings. That was a huge win for you against Winona on Saturday.
Yeah, it's not a good trait, though, because once it's tournament time, you don't get to come back and play again. You know, they've gotten rid of the old consolation team. The Accenture match, I realize, I bet you know, Day and Ian Poulter were just fired up to be out there in 30-degree weather and Tucson playing for third place.
Yes.
You know, we've got to end that. And I will say this, we did have some tough losses on Friday nights, but that team from Upper Iowa was a very good basketball team. They're a 20-win team. They've had some great wins this year. They beat Winona at Winona. They beat Mankato at Mankato. They are really a veteran-oriented. Tucker Wentzien is a very, very good player. He's a returning all-conference player. And I kept telling our team, you know, this is a good team. You know, we beat them by 7 at their place. I felt like that was one of our best wins all year. And I don't know. I just didn't feel like our guys played with the same energy, you know, the same desires they did 20 hours later when they should have been more tired, you know. It just doesn't make sense.
I think you did the same thing with Moorhead and Northern. I think you lost to Moorhead, then when the next night you go to Northern and you beat them, and that just tells you that your team, they kind of forget 24 hours before.
Yeah, I mean, it is something. That's kind of weird. I don't know if I ever, you know, we haven't been swept, which is interesting, but I do think it's something I wish we could correct. I do, you know, I mean, it seems like they realize the importance of each Saturday after if they lose on a Friday, but I also think they're trying to win every game they play. I really felt like our game Friday night was us just not ready to play. I just felt like we didn't respect our opponent maybe quite as highly as we should have and have with other teams. And but I do think Winona is a game that you get up for no matter what. They're an easy team to prepare for, and the Accenture kids are fired up to play them. You know, they've won national championships in the past 10 years. And I just think all of that stuff makes for a little bit of a different game. And, you know, I don't know. I appreciate you asking it. I agree. I'm glad we did do what we've done this year. We actually did it, you know, after losing to USF, like you said, with Southwest State, Northern, after losing to Moorhead. I mean, we've lost on a, you know, during the week at Wayne, came back, played very well, and swept Marion Minot.
So Good teams do that, though.
And, you know, we've put ourselves with some of these wins in a very, very solid position in the NCAA regionals and feel very good about that. And that's what that win Saturday night did. And it was a thrilling win, great crowd. You know, it was really fun for people that were at the game. And I was as low as I've been in my career at Augie after Friday night's game, because I knew the importance and the ramifications of the regionals. And I was really down Friday, as down as I've been in a long time. And still not as happy as the rest of the people with the win on Saturday, just because of what Friday took out of me. But the win Saturday was huge for us in terms of NCAA tournament.
When it comes to mindset and bouncing back and those intangibles, because you're a very young team, is that a good thing or a bad thing, Coach? Does it not even matter?
It's a great question. I don't know. You're still figuring most of this team out. I do know this. I've learned in all my years. You know, the old NCC, you know, I was at NDSU from 92 to 97. That was a Friday-Saturday league when I was there and been in these situations for a long time. The one thing I've learned, every time I brought up the Friday night game on Saturday when we didn't play well to try to get ready for Saturday, we didn't play well on Saturday. I finally matured. You know, you hit age 50 and maybe your brain works a little bit better. We don't even talk about Friday night win or lose for Saturday. It's as if Friday never happened. And we never, ever bring those games up. And I think that's a good way of doing it. And I think our kids just start focusing. And, you know, my staff does a great job and getting our guys ready. And I think it's just, you got it. You know, if it's a Friday-Saturday league, you have to approach it like a Wednesday-Saturday league. And you know, yeah, if you had time in between, maybe on Thursday you talk about the Wednesday game. We don't have that. You know, it's two different worlds. And I just think through the years you just kind of do little things that you feel help your program by just having a routine and doing things similarly. And I don't know. You know, heck, we've lost a lot of Saturday games in the last 10 years, too, where I've done the exact same thing and not played well. So, interesting way our team comes back.
Well, you're 13-2 at home this year. What is it about playing at home at the Elman Center that you guys seem to, you know, be comfortable there?
I think there's two things with that. I think, number one, I think travel in this league, and, you know, this is 11 weekends of Friday-Saturday basketball. It's brutal. I mean, these are 11 weekends of tournament. Our league is very physical. The league is called and officiated very physically, both ways. But it's a very incredibly physical league. And I think when you're home, you should win on Saturday night more than you don't. You know, you just should. I mean, those teams have to play Friday night, get in the bus, drive up here from Wayne. Wayne's a physical team. And when we're on the road, it's very difficult to win on Saturday. You really need to win on Friday night because it's very difficult to get those kids to the next spot. I mean, you know, you play at Morehead, jump on a bus at 10:30 at night, you got a three-hour drive to Aberdeen. I mean, it's amazing. I don't tell people do it. I don't think they realize what these kids go through.
Mm-hmm.
All teams. It's for everybody.
Yep.
And not, you know, I'm not saying it's not, but it's tough. And so I do think there's a huge advantage at home for Saturday night games. And I do think, you know, as you guys do too, we have great fans. You know, we have great fans, even if our students aren't in session. Because you got to remember, we have regular, we entail two semesters. So we actually have a semester week of exams, and then kids go home for a few weeks. Then we have what's called J-term, where half the kids are out, you know, on trips, because so many kids at Augie take trips during that time for credit. You know, they're all over the world, so half the students are gone. Then they get another break after J-term. I mean, there's like five breaks during our season when the students aren't here. Thanksgiving, you know, spring break.
Mm-hmm.
Fall break is during our season. It's amazing. And so, you know, we're in a time period right now where our kids are here, our students are here, and I thought they showed up great this weekend, and you had great crowds, and I thought that really helped us.
He's Tom Billiter, Augustana men's basketball. They're the 3 seed. Northern Sun postseason tournament begins tomorrow. And because of your schedule during the conference, you rewarded hosting Duluth tomorrow night at the Elman Center. You played Duluth just a month ago, won by 15. What kind of Duluth team are you going to see tomorrow?
You know, Duluth is I tell you, it was a weird thing about that game. We beat them by 15. They were 0-for-15 from three. And they are not a terrible three-point. I know they're 33%, but they're top four kids. I mean, I'm just telling you, they've got a couple kids. You know, their big kid, Irvin, is 45-plus% from three. You know, they've got some very, very good three-point shooters. You know, Hottenstein, we all remember, had 38 against us last year. Zoli can shoot it. Jordan Reitz can shoot it. I mean, they just didn't shoot it well that night. And I think that was a little bit deceiving. You take that out of the equation, and, you know, they could have beat us. And they're playing good basketball. You know, their last home weekend, they swept Northern State and Morehead, you know, and that's not easy to do. They did lose at Bemidji, and they came back and beat Crookston at Crookston. And they're just a dangerous team. And you know how teams are. I mean, I keep saying this, but it's true. You know, if they lose, they're out for baseball. You know, their season's done. You know, and so they don't want to end it. And they've got some good seniors on that team that want to keep playing. And yet they're probably a little more loose. I do think for us, it's kind of nice to feel very, you know, fairly confident that we won't drop all the way to 7th or 8th in the region no matter what.
No, you won't.
I don't think so either. And so we do feel better about that. So it's kind of fun. We're just preparing to play. We'd love to win some games in this tournament. My goodness, we want to play as well as we can. But we don't feel this pressure maybe in the past of being, you know, the 7th to 8th. You know what I mean? And so I think we're just going to concentrate on Duluth, hopefully come out and play. And you'll probably see two, in my opinion, fairly loose teams going at it.
Tom, I'm not blowing smoke on this. I'm not going to blow smoke on this. I don't want to play you. I don't want to play Augustana in this Northern Sun.
Well, you're not in as good a shape as you used to be, Chris. You would struggle with that. I mean, I'm not saying you have the mind for it.
You haven't seen my three-point shot.
I know, but it's got to be really deep for right now, because I don't think you can get between the two three-point lines on each end after five possessions.
You have beaten Mankato. You've beaten Winona. You've beaten St. Cloud. You've beaten Northern. You've beaten all those teams. That is a great confidence factor. You are a very dangerous team for the Northern Sun.
Well, you know, I think, you know, I don't disagree. We've also, you know, beaten Crookston by 6 at Crookston, and we've also, you know, lost to some teams that we might have should have beaten. You know, I don't know. You know, we're a young team still, and I do think our freshmen are now sophomores. I think that helps us.
It's a confidence factor. You know, you've beaten those
teams.
Yeah,
and I appreciate you saying. I'm a very optimistic person in life, but I'm a little pessimistic when we start talking about stuff like this, because I get nervous even thinking about it. And I do think our young guys have really grown up. I don't, you know, I almost feel like, to be honest, they're just like playing. I don't even know if they get caught up in all this stuff, and we don't really talk a whole lot about it. I've hardly mentioned NCAA regionals or, you know, they just kind of come and play, and maybe that's a little bit of our success on Saturdays. And, you know, we've got a very unique team, and we are, you know, led by two outstanding seniors in Lake Nomland and Cam McCaffrey. These are two incredibly mature, grown-up kids that have just done a phenomenal job of leadership of this team. The greatest story is we beat Winona in last-second shot in overtime. That's a heck of a win. I walk in the locker room, there's a little tiny hallway before you get in the main area, and Cam's just yelling at the team. They got to get up on Sunday and get shots up because we're not shooting the ball well enough. I mean, they just won in overtime. I walked in, you would have thought we lost. I just started clapping my hands, going, guys, life's too short. We got to enjoy this for a little bit. You know, I mean, they just didn't think they played well. That's a unique group, yeah. You know. That's a very unique group. I'm not making that up.
Well, it's hard to have that mentality where you come off a big win like that. You would think that, especially with young kids, you'd want to pump them up and tell them, hey, it was a nice win.
Almost calm them down a little bit when they're young.
You don't hear things like that very often.
It's weird. You know, I mean, they could do a reality show on it. I mean, it was weird. You know, I mean, me and the staff, we're hugging each other in the equipment room going, man, that's a huge win. And very, very relieved. I wouldn't even say we're happy. We were just relieved. And you walk in the locker room, and there's no joy. I mean, just they're mad. They missed some shots. They had some turnovers. They're still not happy about the Friday night game. You know, that's how you build championship teams. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, that's the kind of leadership that you just can't, I don't know, it's not fake, it's not manufactured, it has nothing to do more than with those two personalities, and those are two pretty special kids.
Should be a fun atmosphere. Augie women will host Minot 6 o'clock tomorrow, and then the Augie men taking on Duluth. Tom, good luck, we wish you well, and we'll talk again real soon.
You guys, appreciate it, and like you said, people need to know, like you said, here Wednesday, 6 and 8, hopefully fans show up, and just really always appreciate your guys' support, so thank you.